Welcome to Happy by Design, Happiness Among the Chaos. I'm Liz Romney and I live with chronic cancer. This podcast is all about learning how to be happy while learning how to thrive with chronic health challenges. I'm a mother of three and a wife obsessed with understanding what happiness looks like in the most challenging season of our lives. Through heartfelt conversations, you'll discover how to commit to intentional joy no matter what's going on in your life. So make sure you have your favorite drink because we don't shy away from any topic. Welcome to Happy by Design, Happiness Among the Chaos. Well, hello there, dear friend. I'm so glad you're here. From the hundreds of thousands of podcasts available to you, you decided to join me, and I'm so grateful for that. I do have a favor to ask. If you enjoy this podcast episode once I'm done, can you give me a review wherever you're listening? Reviews help tell algorithms of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening that my show is a show worth promoting. So I would really appreciate it if you can share a review for the Happy by Design podcast. I really hope that by the end of today's episode, you come out with exactly that. Hope. Hope that no matter where you are at in your journey of learning to manage your chronic illness, you can live a life that is so amazing that when you tell your story to your grandkids, they say, "Dang, Grandma, what an amazing life you have." Sometimes I also say that my goal is that when I'm in front of God, my Heavenly Father, He will say, "Wow, Liz, you did it. I'm so proud of you." And I really hope that what I'm going to share with you today, it will become the foundation of that amazing life you're dreaming of having. A few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. Her name is Amy. And I was sharing with her the perspective I have when it comes to my chronic cancer. I shared with her the things I think, do, and feel. And she said to me, "Liz, you need to share your perspective more." I can personally say that I am thriving as I am learning to manage my chronic cancer. I still have side effects from my medication. I still have days where I cannot get out of my bed. And even on those days, I am still thriving. So this conversation with Amy led me into thinking, how can I share the things I do to ensure I'm thriving? I wanted to find a way that it felt possible, reachable, and clear. That you could hear the things I do and say, "I can do that too." So I came up with a framework. I love frameworks. I really do. I like people telling me what to do. I like them to say, "You do this, and then this is step one, step two, step three." So I created a framework for you on how I am making sure I am thriving and happy while managing my chronic cancer. And hopefully this will inspire you to take action. What I'm going to do for this episode is that I'm going to share, obviously, this framework, but I'm not going to share the how-tos of this framework, but the why of each piece of this framework. I don't know about you, but I tend to do better when I feel things. I have to feel things in order to believe them. And I hope that you are able to feel things, wonderful things, as I go through this framework. I call it the 5 keys of happy living with chronic illness. Cool title, right? Okay, here are the 5 keys. First one, create a new vision for your life and future. Key 2, reflect on your mindset constantly. Key 3, follow energy conscious routines. Number 4, key 4, do kind things for your body. And then key 5, live the happy by design emotional habits every day. I know they are not crazy or even revolutionary. They sound so simple, but are they? Honestly, friend, it is not easy to live how we live. It's physically and emotionally draining. And for me to say follow these 5 things and you'll be okay, it will be a lie. I have to work constantly every day on these things so I can have the strength to keep moving forward. So even though these 5 keys sound so simple and easy, they are not, but they are worth it. So let's start with key number 1, create a new vision for your life and future. When I was first diagnosed with chronic leukemia and I was told that I will probably live with this for the rest of my life and that I will have to take very strong medication every single day of my life, I felt like I broke inside. So many things went through my head. Things like, I'm going to have a horrible life. Greg, my husband, is going to leave me because who wants a sick wife that they have to take care of for the rest of their life? or that my kids will resent me because of my limitations. Or, well, this one is a little silly, but it is important to me. So I thought that I wasn't going to be hot, meaning that I also dreamed that one day I'm going to learn how to dress in super cute outfits. Have you ever seen someone that when you see them, you say, this person has style. They always look so nice. Well, that's what I wanted, and I thought I would never have that. I also thought I will never be able to really see my gifts and potential. I have always wondered if I have what it takes to build a business, like a really successful business. And I thought there was no way I could have that anymore. I felt that I wasn't going to have a beautiful future anymore. I thought that my entire life was going to revolve around my cancer. So for a while, I went through a period of grief. I felt like I died. And as I started treatment, oh boy, did I feel that it was a confirmation of all these fears. And the truth is this, I will not have the future I dreamt of having before I was diagnosed, and I had to say goodbye to the woman I used to be. Sometimes I don't know which one was more painful, to realize that my future wasn't going to be what I wanted it to be, or that I couldn't be the person I used to be. There's this woman I follow on Instagram, and she wrote one time, she has a chronic illness too. She said, it's hard watching everyone around you living their lives while you are stuck fighting just to survive. She also wrote, having to use your energy to be your own nurse instead of doing the things your peers are doing is heartbreaking. Our grief can be for the past, for the present, and for the future. And it is completely okay to feel this grief because it is real. In a symbolic but real way, a part of us has passed away. I cannot tell you how many times when friends and family are visiting, the schedule activities and they ask, Liz, do you think you can handle it? And man, that stings because I am limited. And before that, and before being diagnosed, and before being sick, I wasn't. I used to have beautiful skin and even more beautiful hair, and that's not my reality anymore. And I miss feeling beautiful, and I grieve all that. And my dear friend, either you're going through the grief right now, or you already went through it, or you're about to, it's okay. Part of living a happy life with chronic illness is the painful process of saying goodbye of what could have been. Like I said, you're right. You will not have the future that you wanted. But it doesn't mean you cannot have a brilliant, amazing, worth living present and future. Not in a million years did I think I was going to have a podcast about happiness, and I love it. I love that I can share my thoughts and words with you, that you and I can go through this journey together. But this wouldn't have been possible if I would have stayed in the grief and the anger. My dear friend, open yourself to be inspired by your circumstances to create a new present and future. There's inspiration among the chaos. You just need to look for it. When I started creating a new vision of life and future, I asked myself this question. How do I want to feel about myself, my relationship with God, my relationship with Greg and the kids, how I want to feel about my body, and about my personal development and achievements? These are the most important aspects of my life, so I knew that if I wanted a new vision for my life and future, this is where I needed to focus on. I decided I was going to let my doctor and his team worry about tests, health progress, medication, and I was just going to do what they told me to do. And I was going to worry about living my life. Now, I must say that I am able to do that because I have a wonderful medical team that I trust. If you don't, please look for a new one. You deserve to feel safe with your medical team, that they truly have your back and that they care about you. So, as you create a new vision of your life in future, ask that question. How do I want to feel about, and insert whatever matters to you? And answer it with hope, faith, and don't forget mercy. Yes, it's important that you consider your chronic illness in the mix. But my dear friend, creating a new vision for your life in future, just do it. Believe with all your heart that you can have a dreamy future and you can start having it now. And if you say, Liz, this is something I cannot feel right now, it's just not possible for me, then let me hold that belief for you but I know you can whenever you're ready to have it. Let me know and I will give it to you. But I will hold it with so much love for you. I'll take care of it. I believe you can have a future and a present that is so beautiful and is so worth living it. Okay, now key number two, reflect on your mindset constantly. The last four episodes of the podcast before this one tackles a lot of this, tackles a lot of the how. But what about the why? I have realized that my mind is like my daughter, Rosie. Rosie's 11, so almost a teenager. But she thinks she's a teenager. Rosie's a very good girl. I call her my cool girl. She's adventurous and fearless. She knows what she wants and is not afraid to ask for it. But Rosie, if left by herself, she will do things that she's not supposed to do. And then when she gets in trouble, says, I didn't think it was going to be so bad. My mind is the same way. If I don't keep it in check, it will go into places that will get me into emotional trouble. I have studied the mind for many years now, way before I got sick. And what I have learned is that the mind needs someone to tell it what to think about, how to think about those things. Because if you don't, it assumes it knows best and might go into crazy town. Your thoughts have the power to dictate how you perceive yourself and your life. And if you don't take charge of it, you will be victim of your circumstances. That will never work for you. You are not a victim of your circumstances unless you take a passive role with your mind. I have always said that you are the boss of your mind and you can rewire it. You have the power to create the thoughts that you need to thrive and be happy. Just because sometimes your mind goes a little dark doesn't mean you have to stay there. You can definitely tell your mind, no, these thoughts don't work for me. How about if we think about X or Y? Of course, it's not easy to take over your mind like this. It requires work. Nothing that I share here is easy. But I want you to know that it is possible to change the thoughts that make you feel that you are less because you are constantly sick or that you are a burden to your family or the thoughts that make you think that you are probably exaggerating your symptoms because people think you are great and you look great and you don't look sick. I went through that a lot and I had to do the work to tell my mind no. Just because they can see how sick I feel doesn't mean I am not. I am sick and that's the truth. When you are reflecting constantly on your mind, you want to work on the things, the thoughts, the behaviors, and patterns that don't work for you and are hurting you and create new thoughts, behaviors, and patterns that will help you get to the new vision of life. Key number three, follow energy conscious routines. I can honestly say that my routines are the glue of my happiness and how I thrive. Without my routines, I will come undone. I will completely come undone. So during spring break this year, so a couple weeks ago, my husband took our three kids to Arizona to visit his parents. So I stayed home alone for one whole week. My plan was to do nothing, to just read books, sleep, eat, and rest. I had no responsibilities, nothing but to pamper myself. I went to bed when I wanted and woke up when I wanted. And that was a terrible mistake. After a few days of this, I started feeling a wave of depression. I felt hopeless and stuck. I felt so sad and weird. And then it was on the last few days that I decided to go back to my routines, that I started feeling better. And I realized that because I had a routine, I had my routines, and I had my purpose, and I was following my energy levels, that I felt that I was truly living my life. Routines are the tools that allows us as people with chronic illness to feel like we still have control and power of our lives. But when you have chronic illness, you lose a lot of control. And that's why we tend to feel stuck and hopeless. But routines allow us to gain back some of that control, some of that power, find harmony between the things we want to experience and managing our health. Routines allows us to have a game plan for the bad days, good days, and anything in between. I have routines for my morning, afternoon, evening, with my children, with God, with self-care, with my body, to take care of my home. And I have versions of these routines for the good days and the bad days. Having these routines that are energy conscious allows me to push myself the right way on the good days without burning myself out, and allows me to take care of myself during the bad days without feeling guilty that I cannot do more during those days. Routines are the tools for that vision of life to come true. Now, key number four, do kind things for your body. I have heard many women in our community say that they are angry at their bodies, that they feel their bodies betray them, that their bodies are trying to kill them or limit them. They feel that their bodies are their enemy, stopping them from living their life. But I realized one day this, my body wants to feel good too. And this is happening to it as much as it is happening to me. My body didn't choose this. And I felt so much peace. And since I had the thought, my body has to become my ally for my well-being. I work with my body to help me be the healthiest I can be. Your body deserves forgiveness and care. As you realize that your body is in pain as much as you are, you will have so much mercy for it, and you will do things that will help you and it feel better. Be kind to your body. Work on having good thoughts for it, and believe that it is doing its best to survive and thrive with your chronic illness. Key number five, live the happy by design emotional habits every day. The happy by design habits are, first, talk to God. 2, chase your dreams. 3, show deep appreciation for who you are. 4, learn from your mistakes and challenges. 5, believe that anything is possible. In episode 2 of this podcast, I went deep in this habit. So if you want to learn more about it, I will leave a link in the show notes so you can go and listen to that episode. But what I want to say is that these habits are truly the energy that recharges my batteries every day. If the five keys are the foundation, the happy by design habits are the cornerstone. I practice these habits every single day, and I use the happy by design journal to make sure that I am practicing them. I will leave a link in the show notes if you want to check out the happy by design journal. I love my journal. It's my safe place. My most important tool to thrive in this healthy journey. But the journal is the tool that makes the habits possible. It's the habits that are really life-changing. If you think, oh my, all these five kids feel like a lot, then start with these habits. I started with these habits and they led to the other four keys. These five keys are not meant to be done in order. They are meant to be done constantly, however you want. As long as you do them, you will thrive. I really hope that this episode and these five keys gave you the hope that your life can become whatever you want it to be. Maybe not in circumstances, but in feelings and connection. I think a wonderful life is a wonderful life simply because we see it as a wonderful life, not because of what is happening or not. You do not need your chronic illness to go away to have a great life. You can start today, right now. Because really, why leave happiness to chance when you can design it yourself? Before you leave, I just want to say I have been working on a very exciting project. I have been creating products that will help us remember that we are in a journey of happiness no matter what. The shop isn't ready yet, but I'm hoping very soon. But I am so excited. Every single article in the shop, it means something special to me, and I hope it will to you too. Well, my friend, thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.